Welcome back to Matt's Been Director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, one of the reverberations, the Trump administration got tied up, got nailed down. Stephen Calk, C-A-L-K, the former CEO of the Federal Savings Bank, was just convicted after a three-week trial in Manhattan for fraud. What he did was he engineered $16 million in loans to Paul Manafort in return for what he thought would be a high-level position in the Trump administration. Now, this kind of fraud, bribery, this kind of financial skullduggery has been going on in the United States and in every country in the world for a long time. We are much more scrupulous in prosecuting it in a lot of countries in Africa, Asia, South America. It's par for the course. You get a position because you pay for it. And that's why their democracies are frequently fake democracies. And they don't have the personal freedoms we do, and they don't have the prosperity we do. In this case, I don't know what Stephen Calk was thinking of. President of a bank, CEO, I should say, of a bank, the Federal Savings Bank. He engineers $16 million in loans, that's a lot of money, to Paul Manafort in return for a promise that Trump will appoint him to a high-level position in his administration. Now, you know, if the guy thought, well, I'm not giving him the money, I'm just lending it, of course he'll pay it back with interest. Hey, wait a minute. There's risk in loans. Not all loans get paid back, especially loans to Paul Manafort, especially loans to Donald Trump, for that matter. But he was just convicted. The justice system held. He was convicted. He'll get time in prison. There are sentencing guidelines in the federal courts. Depending on the amount of money and so forth and the facts of the crime, it can be this and that. $16 million is a lot of money. He is going to get some decent, substantial jail time. And I take no pleasure in saying that, except that for people out there who think that they're going to pay for positions in administrations, this is the United States, you don't do that. Stephen Calk, former CEO of the Federal Savings Bank, convicted after a three-week trial in Manhattan, because he engineered $16 million in loans to Paul Manafort, who himself went to prison, by the way, for other things. In return, he thought Stephen Calk was going to get a high-level position in the Trump administration. Where do you think he's going to be? Secretary of the Treasury? I mean, this is what we want? Although I'll tell you something. You take a look at the Trump cabinet, and there were criminals in that cabinet. There clearly were. And the fact of the matter is that I don't know what some of them did to get Trump to appoint him, but there are very, very questionable people in the Trump cabinet, characterized his entire administration. Piece of good news out of Milwaukee. This will be largely of interest to Milwaukee people, although it has reverberations for policing statewide. There's been a dispute with a former police chief named Morales. When the police and fire commission let him go, he claimed he didn't have due process, that they didn't want him. So, just yesterday, they agreed to a $626,000 settlement, which basically buys out the remaining couple of years of his appointment. And he can go on and we can go on. We have a new police and fire commission overall. Some good, excellent appointments that just came in. Very hopeful that policing in Milwaukee is back on an even keel. This is a settlement. They originally wanted over $1 million, so $626,000, even though it's a lot of money, buying him out is basically what he would have made for the next couple of years. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, Matt. Now that the Democrats lost the 37th Assembly District in the state, that brings the Republicans' majority up to 61 members as compared to 38 for the Democrats, which means our Assembly is solidly red. My question to you this morning is there any chance that the lines will be drawn for the 2020 2022 election, or do you think it's going to be put off with the way things are going? Because right now, all their 37th race wasn't even close. So that's my question today. Somehow or other, I hope we get new lines, but people tell me the Republicans are getting weaker, but it's hard to believe what I see on paper. Anyway, you have a great day. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. You know, you always raise the good issue of the gerrymandering. Let me tell you the current state of it. First of all, the Republicans want a veto-proof majority. They want to be able to override a Evers veto, and they don't have it right now. But they're close, quite frankly. If they picked up one or two more Senate seats, they would certainly have it in the Senate. A couple more Assembly seats, eventually they'd have it in the Assembly. So we got to be careful about that. That's number one. Number two, the lines are supposed to be drawn every 10 years, every 10 years after the census. Census is over. It should be drawn in time for 2022. And that way, Evers can veto it when Voss puts in a crooked redistricting. And then it would go to judicial referees or, you know, they would call them special masters, a lot of things they call them, experts who would make fair maps. Now, here is the reality of what's going on. So everybody pay attention to Wisco Paul's question. It's a very good question. The Republican game plan is delay, 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 delay. So what they're going to do is, you know, they try to use taxpayer dollars to gerrymander. The court stopped them. It's now in the Supreme Court. When they lose there or they win there, whatever they get, they're going to turn in their map as late as possible. Then Evers will veto it. They may try to do it by resolution, which can't be vetoed. However, they tried to do that back in the 1960s, and the Supreme Court said you can't pass gerrymandering by resolution. The governor has to have a shot at it. So, but the Supreme Court could overrule themselves. I hope they don't. Different Supreme Court now. But there'll be litigation of that up the wazoo. Litigation takes a long time. Sometime in April, people are going to have to start filing their candidacy intentions, right? At the latest, I think, by beginning of June, because you have to know what district you're running in. And so the Republicans will argue the longer they delay, 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 that, oh, well, let's kick it off two more years. That is their game plan. So to your question, can it be done in time? Yes, it can be done in time. Am I certain it will be? No, I'm not. But we got to do everything we can to stop the delay and get it in time. Because what will happen is if they delay it till 2024, and God forbid Evers loses re-election, the new Scott Walker, whoever it is on the Republican side, will not veto the crooked bill. And we will have gerrymandering of the year 2032. 2032! Because the U.S. Supreme Court, Republican Supreme Court, nationally, won't touch gerrymandering. So we are in a combat situation right now. Do not mistake. They will delay. Do everything you can to stop the delay. Let Evers do the veto or have Evers get reelected in 2024. He's running again. He's raised something like $7 million, I think. They have a series of trolls running against him. I mean, really kind of suboptimal people. He should get reelected, but you can't be sure. And you also don't want these bad maps the next 2 years. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers in. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, my friend Earl Ingram. Earl Ingram, it's a great show. Listen to Earl Ingram's show, 5 o'clock. Saturdays, great programming all day. Every evening, great programming. Saturdays, centerpiece, Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box. Very good show. They're all good shows. Matt Flynn Direct, signing off for today. Back same time, same place tomorrow.